In its third day, the walkout continues to affect thousands of students, and some are calling the entire act of walking out in the first place illegal. Timothy Sandifer, vice president for litigation at the Goldwater Institute, sent a letter to the state's public school superintendents on Friday, threatening legal action by parents and students if they don't reopen schools immediately. He wrote it's a constitutional obligation of districts to provide children education and the legal duty for public school teachers to comply with their contractual obligations as government employees. And Timothy Sandifer joins us now for a few minutes. Timothy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what's behind the legal argument you're making here to say that walkout is in violation of state law?
I think you summarized it well. These people are government employees who agreed to employment contracts promising to show up for a certain amount of time for work in exchange for a certain amount of money paid for by the taxpayer. And they're refusing to abide by those contracts, and school districts are facilitating that by choosing not to seek alternatives, by encouraging teachers to fail to show up for work, even changing their employment policies in some situations in order to make it easier for teachers to refuse to show up for work. All of that is in violation of contract and in violation of the state constitution's guarantee to all students of a right to an education.
So as you said, you're aimed at districts. Do you see them as primarily responsible? Because some would say, what can they reasonably be expected to do if teachers decide to take sick days all at once or vacation days all at once, even if it's behind the walkout situation?
I think that gradually over time, what you will see is that these districts are engaged in facilitating this unlawful walkout. It's not simply a matter of where they've been gobsmacked by some unforeseen circumstance. They've been participating in this all along, encouraging teachers to fail to show up for work. And as time goes on, parents and students are being injured more and more, and they need to take legal action to defend their rights.
Have you heard from parents and students specifically, those who feel that those first 2 days and then even today have truly affected their child's education or what they're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. We've received quite a few contacts from parents who are concerned. For example, a lot of students who are members of the LDS Church plan to go off on missions, and in order to do so, they need to have their diplomas in hand, and a delay of them receiving their diplomas will interfere with those plans. Students who are planning to attend military academies are required to show up on a certain day. If the school year gets extended in order to make up for the days lost due to this illegal walkout, this violation of contract, these poor students will be suffering as a result of that. And then not to mention the vacations or family plans that parents have put together, and the fact that they're being required now to find daycare or what other facilities for their kids as a result of this illegal strike.
Right. And Timothy, you sent this letter to the public school superintendents on Friday. Have you gotten any responses yet? Are the districts letting you know what they think about this threat of legal action?
We haven't received any official replies yet, but we've received quite a number of responses, in some cases from conscientious teachers who would like to do the jobs that they promised to do and are unable to do so because the districts have chosen to illegally close down instead. In a large number of cases, we've heard from parents who are suffering, as I mentioned, and of course we've heard some hostile reaction from teachers who would prefer not to show up for work.
Right. Any timeline on this? How is this if the strike continues throughout the week, you might do this? Or when do you think you might take this legal action if this continues?
I think we'll have to see how things go. Obviously, the situation's in flux. Some schools announced that they were going to be opening up on Monday and then changed and decided not to abide by the law. And so I think circumstances are changing, and we're going to have our own discussions about our plans as far as litigation is concerned.
All right. That's Timothy Sandifer, vice president for litigation at the Goldwater Institute. Timothy.